Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. And welcome back to another episode of Big 12 Nation. I am extremely tired. It's Sunday morning. You guys probably don't give a crap if I'm tired because you're tired too. But I just had to say that. So, let's get to it. Texas gets what they need to get done and get another win for Tom Herman. Now let's see if they can consistently do this thing as they go on the road to go against the legendary Bill Snyder next weekend. And the one I was surprised about yesterday was Texas Tech. A couple guys on the page called it, and I was shocked that they called it, but wow. Texas Tech whooped Oklahoma State's ass, excuse my language. I thought it'd be a lot closer than that, but they whooped them 41-17 in Stillwater at Oklahoma State. So that was my shocker for the day. I was just like, whoa. Didn't expect that one. I expected another close competitive game. Another one that was crazy, guys. Oklahoma almost got their butt whooped by Army. This is what people got to understand. When you play teams like Army, Army is like no joke. Like those running teams like Army, Navy that have that old school football stuff, they're no joke because they'll keep you off guard because they won't keep playing your game. It's kind of like in the Pac-12, how people made fun of Herm Edwards for taking the job, and then they seen that he's actually doing pretty good out there, and they're not getting blown out like they were before. Because the coach before, he just thought it was about scoring, scoring, scoring. Let me keep trying to score. Let me keep trying to score. He's got a methodical type offense where he's just like, no, we're going to run the ball, slow down the clock, and we're going to do some things that are – excuse me. We're going to do some things that are very, very different than what everybody else does, and it keeps them in the games. You know, a lot of these college coaches think everything is about catch-up or – beating this person or beating that person by 40. No, it's about winning. Win the game. And they say, oh, well, if you don't win by this many points, this, this, and that is going to happen. Here's what the committee is not going to be able to do. They're not going to be able to deny a Power 5 team that wins games. You go undefeated as a Power 5 team, they're not going to be able to deny you anything. So let's get that straight off bat. Now, Baylor and Kansas. This is the one that everybody wanted to talk about on the page. I think that's kind of funny, and it was what we thought it could be, but Baylor shut me up and proved me wrong, and they whooped Kansas 26-7. So it shows that Baylor is where they need to be at in year two of the Matt Rule era. Because I mean, if he gets two more. If he finds out a way to get five wins, I mean, that's pretty good. We'll see. I'm not sure where he plays anybody else, but it's going to be hard for Bill to beat Texas Tech, obviously. Oklahoma State or Oklahoma or TCU. But getting that win against Kansas was a big deal. And it shows they're not going to be on the bottom. I don't think they're going to be able to beat Kansas State. I don't think Coach Snyder is going to have that. But if Kansas – and it ain't over for Kansas, but if Kansas can't beat Baylor at Baylor – then you got to remember this, guys. Kansas might finish 2-10. So I hope the Jayhawks have some up their sleeve where they play hard against Iowa State or Kansas State, because those are not far games, and if they have those as home games, those are winnable games. But if they don't, it's going to be a problem. So hats off to Baylor. I didn't think they had a chance. I thought the way Kansas looked the last 2 weeks, they'd be good. But that maybe that shows how awful Rutgers was. Especially when Rutgers lost to Buffalo at home 42-12. Jeez. God. I don't even know what's going to happen to Rutgers if they play Ohio State. Or did they already play them? I don't know. Could be 80-0. Or when they play Michigan. Just bad football. My goodness. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And well, it was an exciting week. And I'm just really happy that some people got in the win column in the conference. Some people didn't. I doubt that Kansas wins another league game. But if they do, hats off to them. Well, let's run down the league real quick and get it done. We've talked about every game, really, except for West Virginia and Kansas State. This is no disrespect to Kansas State, but I think that score reflects of just the type of year that West Virginia is having or is going to have. When West Virginia travels to Texas Tech, though, I'm going to have them on upset alert. The reason why I'm going to have them on upset alert, guys, is because Texas Tech owes them a butt-whooping from the last time. Last time, what was that, 2 years ago when I did that Big 12 Nation show, I thought Texas Tech would win, and then West Virginia came in there and absolutely destroyed Texas Tech. Texas Tech is pretty pissed off, and now that they're playing against teams that are similar to theirs, as far as explosive offense, I think that defensive coordinator, people give him a hard time, but I think the one that Texas Tech does pretty well, seeing what he has to deal with all the time. Now, I will say this. Mike Gundy fired the defensive coordinator last year, so which I thought the defensive coordinator did fine. Y'all can disagree with me if y'all want to, Cowboys fans. But, I mean, what's the difference if Texas Tech was able to score 42 points on you guys and then shut you guys 17? Now, I mean, we're going to blame the offensive coordinator next? So sometimes things are correctable within the staff as a unity where you don't need to fire somebody. You fire people when they're just doing an absolutely horrendous job. But when you're getting pretty much the same results, just insert fire stuff, you can't really take certain things serious when it comes to coaching. So with that being said, go ahead and move on to week five, and I'll put my picks on the board after that. Sam Ehlinger, on the other note, Sam Ehlinger is looking damn good. He's making a lot of improvements. Texas should be able to win a lot of games with that kid. He is really turn things around. The only thing I could say is I was going to get a headache yesterday by some of the calls, but in that TCU game when the ref picked up the call for targeting during the interception and some of the other games in the Big 12, I just want to commend the Big 12 referees for noticing that everything doesn't need to be a damn targeting. We don't need to stop the thing every 5 seconds for everything. That drives me nuts, and it makes me want to jump off the side of a roof right off of my patio, because it's just like, just let them play football. If it's a dirty hit, if it's a violent hit, that's two hit, throw the targeting. But every little thing where he slipped at this angle and 160 degrees while getting pushed, while running full speed, he just so happened to brush along his shoulder. Well, it looked like his head was at this angle, and then, like, I tried to watch ESPN on Friday night, guys, it became a damn headache. I turned it off. I'm like, damn, can I just watch a college football game without everybody trying to give their analysis on a damn person trying to make a tackle? Like, just commentate the damn game, man. Everything, well, if he does it like this, I could see. They're like, just shut up. Like, this is what they've turned college football into. Everybody overanalyzing a bunch of dumb stuff. They're playing football. They're playing hard. They're not intentionally trying to do it. If they're intentionally trying to do it, everybody in the stands and everybody could and their mom would see it. But they're not. I'm just tired of that over-penalty, over-obsession. This, that, like just having 90-minute conversations about targeting. Talk about the damn game that's being played. Drives me freaking crazy. Sorry about that. Just get so angry about that mess. My goodness. All right, guys. Next week at 11 a.m. Central Time, we got West Virginia and Texas Tech on ESPN2, Oklahoma State at Kansas. I'm hoping Oklahoma State's pissed off about losing to Texas Tech at home, and I'm going to go ahead and say Oklahoma State wins this. Kansas is going to run in. Oklahoma State wins this 31-14. I'm going to go with that score. Texas Tech versus West Virginia, that's going to be my upset of the week. And I think Texas Tech wins revenge. I'm going to go 49, Texas Tech, West Virginia 42. 11:30, we got Baylor at Oklahoma. We'll see how much Baylor has improved, but I say Oklahoma 38, Baylor 10, or 38-13. Oklahoma wins that game, 38-13, something like that. Texas at Kansas State, this is the toughie. Bill Snyder and the boys need a win bad. Texas is not great on the road, and they lack on the road. I think Kansas State gets the upset and beats Texas by a field goal. I say they win it 24-21 or 34-31, and they get a big win for Coach Snyder this year because they are consistent and usually are pretty good when it comes to getting the bowl games. Next, TCU versus Iowa State at TCU. TCU is probably pretty bitter about losing to Texas. That dropped them out of the rankings. I don't think they'll be in the top 25 this week. So I say Iowa State probably loses this game. 21-17, TCU wins this game. And it's in Fort Worth, and they'll be fighting hard. Still think a lot of teams have a chance to get to a bowl game. Everybody complains about our conference, and they talk about the SEC. The SEC, as we've seen, is not competitive. Alabama beat the holy you-know-what out of Texas A&M, and they will every week. It's just like USC a decade ago. You have two good teams in the SEC, and the rest of them are average or mediocre. Alabama and Georgia can whoop everybody pretty good. All those other teams, the best Big 12 teams will whoop them too. They're super elite. Can Oklahoma do anything with Alabama? Can West Virginia do anything with Alabama? We'll have to wait and see. But it's just like I say every year. You got two good teams in the SEC usually, and then some of them are subpar. But for the most part, I think the Big 12 could obviously play with them, and obviously the Big 10 too. So, as we've seen yesterday. But that's about it, guys. This is Big 12 Nation. I just wanted to do a quick show. Great day yesterday. Was scared to make a prediction. Texas won. But let's see how they play on the road because that has been their biggest problem. I definitely think they'll be winning some bowl games. They'll definitely beat Kansas on the road if they have to play Kansas on the road or play Kansas at home. But they're a big deal. They'll be Iowa State at home. You know, they'll win all their home games. I guarantee you Texas will go undefeated at home. But what can they do on the road? And when they can put it together, then Tom Herman gets this team back. And if he finishes 8-5, that's a big deal because 3 years under Charlie Strong, they finished with all three losing records. And not to say Charlie's a bad coach. He's doing great at USF. But Texas should be able to get out of here with an 8-5 record. Hopefully, West Virginia or Oklahoma can get to the college football playoff. Now, if West Virginia lights up Texas Tech next week, then, all right, West Virginia is the real deal, Holyfield. And I'm not complaining at all. I hope they finish. So this week, some good ones, guys. Let's see. Let's see what West Virginia can do at Tech. And let's see if Texas can win at Kansas State. The rest of them, I think we all know who is going to win the game. Iowa State, TCU should be competitive. But I think if TCU wants to go to a bowl game this year, they'll beat Iowa State. And knowing Gary Patterson, they'll find a way to beat Iowa State. So that's it, Big 12 Nation. Post on the page. It was a fun Saturday. And they're only going to get funner from this point on because now it starts to matter. Oh, and let me do my top four real quick because ESPN has to have two SEC teams, and that's bullcrap to me. I'll do my top four. My top four right now, guys, is number one, Alabama, number two, Clemson. I'm still going to stick with number three at West Virginia. I have to see what they do. And then number four, Ohio State. Number five, I give it to Oklahoma. And number six, I give to Georgia. Actually, I gotta switch that. Sorry, Big 12 Nation. Georgia beat Oklahoma last, so I go Georgia 5, Oklahoma 6. And that's it. Y'all let me know what top four page, and we'll go from there. Enjoy your week. Talk to you guys next weekend. Big 12 Nation. Everybody take care. Peace.